There's Queen, Killer Queen, 27 past 2, River 1467. It is the home run on St. Razia's Feel Good Station. Dave in for Damien this afternoon. Cloudy around the region, heading for sort of 18, 19, 20, depending on where you are. And at the moment, we've actually gone up to that 18.5, nearly to the 19 mark. So not too bad for this time of the year. Look, joining me on the phone, very good afternoon to our mayor here in Mildura, Jason Monica. How are you, Jason?
I'm great, Dave. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. A little bit of a throaty thing at this time of the year. A lot of people have got it. Apparently, it's a bit going around.
Yeah, no good to have it this time of the year, mate, but it's going to come eventually. I hope everybody's getting their shots if that's what they do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, I'm wondering if you've been on the phone ringing up your mates and trying to get something organised here. John Wood, coming to Sunraysia, mate. What's the go with it? Well, close to Sunraysia at least.
Yeah, look, it is definitely Sunraysia, mate. And John Wood's coming and putting on Carpe Diem, which is a comedy that shows us how friendship and proper care give a man strength to cope and the tools to carry on. So this is going to be really a wonderful thing for the Mallee Track too. So it's on at the Roxy Theatre on the 6th of June in Oakey Street, Nolan, at the Lincoln Memorial Hall on the 7th of June in Monash Avenue, Underbull, and at the Murrumbull Public Hall on Tuesday the 8th on Mackenzie Street, and the Werribee Hall on the 12th of June at 21 Tower Street. So this is a real boon for the smaller halls of Sunraysia. So if you're out that way, or you want to do a road trip on any of those dates, jump on our website and have a look. It sounds like it'd be fantastic.
And it would, John's been around for, well, forever pretty much, and that gold logie as well. Took him long enough to get it, mind you. But Blue Heelers, most people know him for Blue Heelers, but been a lot of other things. John Wood, of course, an Australian legend.
And I think, like a lot of the actors that cross over to television, they've spent a hell of a lot of time in theatre in Sydney and Melbourne or Adelaide too. So they're very well crafted and do a wonderful job.
Yeah, so true, so true. Look, the draft budget is out at the moment. You're looking for comments about that?
Yeah, well, last Wednesday we voted in the draft budget, which is to go on to public comment. It has a focus on maintaining the more than 100 services we provide to the community. So it's a budget of $145 million. We're forecasting a deficit of $1 million, which is largely due to the impacts of COVID and the costs of cleaning and extra things that have gone on last year. But also we've actually put a lot on last year, as well as the support we've given to people struggling through COVID. You know, $16.6 million for the two major projects, which is Stage 1 and 2 of South Mildura, and also the powerhouse down the riverfront. So if people feel inclined, jump on the website and have a look at the draft budget, and feel free to comment on what we've done. As I said, it's a really peculiar year after COVID, and I think everybody knows that there was always going to be some budget repair. So check out the numbers and let us know what you think.
Probably looking better than a lot of councils around the state, I would suggest.
Oh, look, in the end, you know, finance and budgets are interesting things, and we really need to consider and be supportive of the people around us, and we did that, as has the state and the federal governments. So hopefully the economy tracks in the right direction, but also considering the services the three levels of government supply, so we can keep everybody's morale up.
Makes sense. Look, speaking of that, free mental health and first aid training coming up.
Yeah, the COVID recovery support. We're partnering with local services and providers and agencies to provide a range of free mental health first aid training events next week. Despite returning to close to normal life, even through the pandemic, and it's still around, a recent survey of the community told us that we're still suffering psychologically from the effects of last year and the downturn. I know it's coming back, and Christmas was great and Easter was great, but we really need to be there for the community. And if you think you need a little bit of a mental health service, that's there for everybody to participate in.
Beautiful. And, of course, we're known as Sunraysia because it's always sunny in Sunraysia. I've come to work today and it's like, oh, where are those sunglasses? Update. Give us an update. The Moorabbin and Oyen Pools. There's some solar stuff happening there. What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, we continue our push to cut operational costs and carbon emissions with the installation of solar photovoltaic systems at Moorabbin and Oyen. A 10-kilowatt system has been put on in Moorabbin and an 8-kilowatt system in Oyen. And that was in April. That followed on with the installation of the 10 kilowatts at the Redcliffe swimming pool, which is having a huge upgrade in the pool itself as well as the solar, which reduced grid electricity consumption by 21% and already saved us $2,000. So we're now leading the way in this space with more than 600 kilowatts of PV solar on all the council buildings. So that's just the way of the future. And if we could develop energy sovereignty and made every building, every shed, every packing shed, every house and unit a net producer of energy, we'd just make everybody's lives a bit easier in trying to pay their power bills.
Yeah.
So we're doing that as a council, and that's happened for the last.
I was going to say, you've seen my You've seen my power bill, have you, Jason? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, look, it's interesting. The whole market is going through a very difficult period because we are moving away from the traditional fossil fuels to the ever-cheapening solar. And I think there has been some naysayers, but it's just getting cheaper and cheaper. And if you do it, you come in and people are able to do an audit for you. A lot of the time, solar can be cash positive.
Yeah, so true. Look, Jason, I'm hoping that next time I do fill in the afternoons, we can actually get you in here live instead of on the phone for today. That's my fault, got to be honest. But it's great to talk to you.
It's always good to catch up on the phone or live, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, true. Look, great to talk to you. We will talk again, though.
Always, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time. There's Jason Monica, the Mayor of Mildura Rural City Council. And interesting about the solar. I think that's a great thing. Actually, it's all interesting. And John Wood, if you do have a chance, again, Oyen, Underbull, Murrumbull and Warramul. We're talking the 6th, 7th, 8th and 12th of June. Details about what we just talked about, pretty much most of it, is up on the council website.